You know, cosmic consciousness isn't some highfalutin state where you've reached some supreme level of knowledge and bliss and inner condition. It's more or less just the awareness of the real circumstances of things. Cosmic consciousness is being aware, just understanding that you're not in LA, you're in the cosmos. Because LA is in the cosmos. Because LA is in the United States, which is in the Western Hemisphere, which is on Earth, which is in this solar system, which is in this galaxy, which is in this universe, and it goes beyond that, on and on, to a point where the human mind can't grasp it. It's so vast, it's so unending, it's so immense, and essentially ungraspable. But you can understand it. You can understand that that is the condition I'm in. You can extend your understanding not just beyond this body, not just beyond this room, but beyond this city, beyond this galaxy. That's cosmic consciousness. Being conscious of, simply understanding that there's much more to it that you can't see from roving your eyes around the room, but you can think it, understand it, know it, and have some awareness of it simply by recognizing it. And when that becomes so clearly seen and understood that you have no illusions about it, no denials about it, no automatic response to, I just want to forget that's too much. When that's not your response, instead you say, oh, okay, I guess that's where I am. Then it's just an understanding that doesn't leave you. It's not that you're thinking it every second or I'm aware of the entire universe every second. That's not cosmic consciousness. Nobody's aware of the entire universe every second. Nobody ever has been. Nobody ever will be. But you're aware that there's a whole universe out there. You have it in your understanding to be aware of or to recall whenever you want to or need to. It isn't some weird, wacky, faraway concept that once in a while you can latch on to. You have a sense. You get to a point where you have a kind of a sense that you're sitting in something much bigger than what the immediate senses give you in the everyday moment. That's cosmic consciousness. By that definition, you're probably not too far away, or you're already there. All these spiritual jargon terms, we've given these highfalutin meanings, which is just the ego's way of making it far away and not in my lifetime. Well, if not in your lifetime, then when? That's the real karma. You're already sitting in eternity. You're already standing in infinity. How much are you going to do to change the nature of things and change your karma? Better to see where you really are as the starting point so that you aren't trying to move mountains when mountains can't be moved. And you are trying to sincerely change what you recognize you can change, which usually has something to do with what's in you and how you're looking out through your eyes. It's usually us that makes it so difficult. It's not that difficult. It just takes willingness, sincerity, and getting a little calmer about it, not making it such a big deal that I'm so terrible or it can't work out or the consequences are too immense.